Sunday. Jay sits in his car with the engine running, takes a swig of energy drink from a can. It's late and he's up by the racecourse, pulled into a lay-by. A quilt of orange streetlights stretches out below him, and beyond that the sea sighs a nighttime breath. He's just sold 20 pills to a kid in a Vauxhall Corsa, and the cash sits in a sandwich bag in his glove compartment, along with some empty crisp packets. He pulls out his phone to send Mickey a message, sees a text from Leah. Come back later tonight if you're free. No worries if not. Kiss, kiss. Jay chucks his phone onto the passenger seat. He can tell she's trying to sound casual, but he can hear the need in her voice. Most of the time, Leah's devotion is convenient for Jay. When he doesn't want to see her, though, he wishes she was more indifferent. He chips away at her to get her to do what he wants, then is annoyed with her on the occasions when she acts hurt or disappointed, like it's a weakness, or she's deliberately trying to make him feel guilty and do what she wants. He hates that he has any responsibility for her feelings, wants to do whatever he chooses to without consequence. He's not convinced that she is okay with their situation, but he tells himself it's not his fault if she's unhappy. He's told her his conditions, and she has agreed to them. It's her choice.